Yes, Keith, how are you?
I'm kind of ready for you.
Well, that's kind of a good thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, it takes money to make money, so I'm just going to go with the things that I'm going with.
Absolutely.
It's going to be $250, correct?
$249, yes.
$249, that's even better. Mm-hmm. The dollar makes a difference. I can
exactly. Oh, who knows, okay? Because nowadays, everything's expensive.
Yeah, right. It might not be a cat of soda. It might be a small juice.
Exactly.
I see y'all numbers New York, but y'all aware that I'm not in New York. I'm in South Carolina now.
VoIP. What we use is a VoIP, so it's a voice over internet. And it pretty much dials like local number area codes. It makes it more likely for you to answer. But we know we have you down in Estill, South Carolina, right?
Right. So so far as the business goes, my business is like scheduled out to go from Florida back to New York. Everything down 95, if you understand what I'm saying. If money sounds good in New York, that's where I'm going to go to. I'm going to be in New York because I don't own two landscapes. Including landscaping and detailing. So if I'm in New York, I'm going to bring all my stuff and I'm going to be there for a second. I'm going to make money. That's the key point, is to make money.
Right? Yes, you are right.
That's not. Well, and I'm on,
I'll actually. I'll be asking you too what areas you want to target. I know for safe, just for to have like how would I explain it, to have really good solid advertisement, you're looking at a good 50-mile radius. If you want to go outside of those 50-mile radius, I can specify certain cities and counties as well, and we can absolutely do what we can do for those areas also. Okay, let me get everything down. Keith, I have the spelling of your first name, K-E-I-T-H. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Perfect, Keith. What is your last name?
Simmons. You know, like Simmons Mattresses?
S-I-M-M-O-N-S.
Oh, you the best. Because everybody give me one name. No, that's Simon.
Exactly. Come on now.
Yeah, they get my name wrong, and I'm like,
And Keith, what's your email address?
KLS, just like the business. KLS Custom Services @gmail.com.
Perfect or simple enough. Now, this number that we're speaking on, the one that ends in 2615, is that the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yeah, I would like that. You could put 850 number, because hopefully everything, it was compromised. So I didn't, you know what I mean? I just took it off.
Okay, so you want them, what is the other number that you want to put down?
850, the primary number is this number. Secondary number, leaving a message. We could do like that, leave a message on that machine. It's 850-345-8998.
Okay, so 850-345-8998.
Right.
Okay, got that one down. Now, the name of the business, just like the email, KLS Custom Services. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Perfect. And then the address that I have is 361 5th Street East in Estill, South Carolina, 29918.
That's correct.
Perfect. And now for people authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
No.
Okay, perfect.
I'm going to tell you something, and always remember this. Money hand, trust no man.
Hey, I agree with you. I agree with you. And yeah. When you start mixing family in there too, it makes it even worse. Like, no.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't mix none of them in there. My children, I said, this is yours. Everything that I'm doing is for you guys when I go away. You won't be left no money, only enough to bury me, and I already know how much that costs. And that's it. You have to make them earn it, because I believe that if you just give something, it's not respected. It's oh well, but if they got to keep it up, they're going to be like, hey, yo, let's keep it up, and they're going to work harder to keep it up.
Exactly. You're absolutely right.
I carried you when you was a baby, but I'm not carrying you as an adult.
Hey, that's what you got to do, because nowadays if you give everybody something, then they just, like you said, they're not going to appreciate it. They're just going to expect things right. given to them. Not cool. Exactly. Not cool.
Right. That's not cool at all.
Now, for the services that you offer, what type of jobs do you want people to find you for?
Well, basically, I can't find no other way to explain myself. I'm just like a handyman or nitroglycerin, because sometimes I could do bigger things, but certain things need license for it.
Yeah.
And I ain't got those licenses yet. So instead of waiting and keep working for people, you know, 9 to 5, that's when I say people. Mm-hmm. I'd rather just go ahead as a handyman and do they skate. This way when I go to people, they say, oh, you do all this here? Yeah, I can do that. No problem. So we get it done. Especially in these areas and in the New Jersey area. It's like, they don't, the cold man comes around once in a while down here. And up there, in New Jersey, they basically, I'm not doing it. Unless you mess with gas or water.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and until I can get the GC license, I got to work to make the money to get the GC license.
Got it. Okay, yeah, and I get that. I would assume then your state, for handyman services, it doesn't require, like, any type of license or insurance, right?
Right. So, okay. But states do, and, you know, in certain places, they ask for it. But right now, they don't ask for it. So we're stepping on that, and then I'll get those credentials up. And we could boost it up. I could always call you back and boost everything up.
Of course. So what I can put for you now is all handyman services. Does that work?
Right. And plus plus two more services, detailing and landscaping.
Okay, perfect. Detailing and landscaping. So I'm going to repeat that. I have all handyman services, also detailing and landscaping.
Correct.
Perfect. Now, for your onboarding call, it's typically 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on your questions. They do call within an hour window. I have some availability today, tomorrow, and also Friday. What works best for you?
Okay, what kind of availability do you got in the evening? Let's say of the evening of today.
The latest that I have is between 6 and 7 your time.
Okay. Let's do that, because I'm having to do landscaping now. I'm 7 days a week, so I only take Friday about 1 to 2, and I'm right back at work. So
nice.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get you down today. Then it'll be between 6 to 7 when we get off the phone. I'll send you an email as well. Take a look here. I'm sorry, I don't remember. Did you tell me if you already had a Facebook page, or would you like us to make one for you?
Well, do what y'all do with the Facebook. I mean, if you're putting ads on Facebook, we trying to make money, Laura.
Exactly.
This is how I said, so you could be in tune. Laura, you got your hair done and hair up done, don't you? So let's make this money.
Perfect.
Put you in the aspect keep making money, we making money. That's how we do.
Exactly. Exactly. That's perfect. And I did pull up your website as well. It is a very nice website. It's a good job on that.
Thank you. The person who did it, I can't find her no more.
Oh, no. Really?
Really? And she was supposed to, actually those credentials that like certain licenses that was needed, and we did this during COVID. So they was asking for things online, so it made it a lot easier. So she didn't even do that, and I asked her cousin, he said he haven't even seen her, but her son died, got murdered, actually. The people shot up the wrong car after these kids, and that's why I am the way I am. I go home and go to work.
Yeah.
If I go out, I don't know exactly what to say. Yeah, so it was that. But that website is good, and then they also, but they had it on a Google thing. I think 123 did that, and then, but they only put me down for painting, interior, exterior painting. So people will, I'm do painting. It's no problem for me to do interior, exterior painting, but that's not all that I do. You see what I'm coming at? I don't want y'all to put me down for something that just one specific thing. So I do basically everything.
Okay. So do you want, would you like me to put down, that you want us to make a website for you so we can make it the way that you want it to look? It's not an extra cost.
Okay. Yeah. If it's not an extra cost right now, yeah, let's do everything we can do to make this money happen.
Okay, let's do that just because, so we can make sure it reflects everything that you want it to look like. So that's not a problem.
Yeah.
Okay, now for the specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. What areas are you looking to get work?
Beaufort County, Jasper County. I don't know where Rankin is in Georgia. I don't know if it's Chatham County. But I do Statesboro, and inside of Georgia, I know Statesboro, Sylvania.
Okay, give me one second. Let me do everything one at a time. The first one that you said, what was the first county in South Carolina?
Okay, Hampton County, which is the county where my house is at. But the office is getting built up. It's going to be in Hilton Head. So right now I just use my house as an office, a whole office. But I don't know if you can put the two addresses down because that's where the location. Let's keep the location at 140 Marshland Road and keep the numbers going there because I still own that property. And that was inherited, so I use it as an office. I just have to make my own footprint, so I got Esco. I'm making my own footprint off for the family. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. So where Google's going to want to verify you, I have the Esco, South Carolina address. Do you want to use the other address that you were just mentioning?
Right, as the office.
Okay, let me get that address then to make sure I have that down. What is that address?
140 Marshland Road is one word. Marshland Road is one. Marshland is one word.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, give me one second. Let me. And that's in Hilton Head Island, correct? 29926. Okay.
29926.
Okay. Got that down. Okay, so for the locations that you're looking to get work, so I have Hampton County. What are the other counties?
Beaufort County.
Give me one second. Let me make sure I find these correct.
All right.
Okay, found that one. I'm ready for the next one.
Jasper County.
Okay, I'm ready for the next one.
And that's just in South Carolina.
Okay.
Now, Georgia, I handle Chatham County, but I don't know where the township of Rankin, what county that lands under. Rankin and Statesboro. I don't know the county names, if you get one there. Sylvania, Statesboro, Rankin.
Let me find out.
Right.
Statesboro. Okay, so Statesboro is in Bullock County.
That's it. Bullock. I used to call it Bullock.
Bullock.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to add any other counties, or that works for you now?
That's Statesboro and Chatham County. Now, is Sylvania Bullock County? Because I know Sylvania. Well, no, don't even do Sylvania. Let's keep Statesboro and Chatham County.
I have those two, so that's perfect.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. That's what's next. And you can put the town of Lincoln. I will go there because it's right up the street from Fort Wentworth, Pennsylvania.
Repeat that one more time, the last one.
Rankin, R-I-N-C-O-N. That's a town, Rankin. I don't know what county that is.
I'll find out for you right now. Is it in Georgia as well?
Yeah, it's in Georgia.
What pops up is Effingham County.
There you go, Effingham County. So those are the two counties in Georgia. The three counties in Georgia.
Those three.
Right.
Okay. Got that down. And then for the hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show you're open for?
Okay, so 7:30 to 6 o'clock, Monday through Thursday. Nothing on Friday. And Saturday, it's like 9 to 5. And Sunday, it's like 10 to 5.
Okay.
I don't want to put Saturday because I'm my way of life, my religion, if you want to say that. I go to church on a Friday at a certain time, but it's only an hour. So if I'm already in a job that I got to come back for the next day, like thing, I would just go away for about an hour or 2 hours, depending on where they live, and then I'll come back to them. So I'm all right with that, but I'd rather not risk it. People ain't going.
Okay. Yeah, no, I got you.
Yeah, so, you know, when you see a situation might occur, you just don't go there, just don't do it. I know it's a dog in that cage, and it might bite me, so I ain't going there.
Okay. Yeah, gotcha. That's fine. We'll put down the Friday closed. And if you want to schedule anything, I mean, that's going to be completely up to you.
Right.
Okay. Now, for the payment that you're going to use, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
You could do either or, because if they put a check in my name, I could still put it in my business account.
Okay.
Put it in
KLS,
and I don't take credit because I ain't got that credit machine no more. It was killing me. I was paying for it, but it was killing me.
So this is going to be more for the card that you're going to pay with. Does it? Because sometimes people have company cards or they just have a card that says, like, for example, Keith Simmons, you know. Do you have a middle initial on?
This is for me paying. Oh, for me paying, it's going to be Simmons Senior.
Did you say Junior?
I'm not a junior. I'm the beginning.
Oh, Senior.
You're like... I got two sons named after me, and we keep going. Me and the second one go through it because he looks exactly like me. And he
said,
"You know your name is JR." And his birthday came up, and I know a lot of females, and they was like sending birthday videos. And his wife was like, she was wondering, how did they do? And I said, "Hey, it's Junior." So everybody's thinking it's my birthday, but his birthday is on the 28th of March. Mine is April 15th. I'm like, all of y'all birthday. They were like, no, your birthday, Laura Simmons, who was that? I said, that's my daughter-in-law. She's to my son. That's my son's wife. Yeah, so, yeah, he went through it. But
that's funny.
He used that JR now. He was like, oh, you
That's too funny.
Yeah.
Well, I'm senior.
Yeah, I'm senior.
You are the senior. Cool, cool.
One.
Okay. I got it down right. Don't you worry.
All right.
Now, I do see, okay, now the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have the address, the Estill address, or does it have the Hilton Head Island address?
It has the Estill address.
Okay. Perfect, perfect. And now for payment wise, is the card a MasterCard, Visa, Discover?
A Visa.
Okay. And I am ready for the card info whenever you are.
Okay, I'm going to pull over here because actually I'm lost. Okay, so we're looking at the card number 4000.
Okay.
2228. Hey, what's going on? Oh, hold on for a second, Laura.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
And I'm looking for Eddie Trailer. I got to get something out of his trailer.
Yeah,
I call Eddie, but I ain't got Spike's number. Yeah. I'm sorry. That was a customer.
No, you're good.
I'm glad everybody know each other down here. Okay, so where were
we? We were at, yeah, go ahead.
2228-90-642962. Expiration date is 8/7.
8/2027?
Mm-hmm.
And then, what is the security code?
888.
888. Isn't that easy? Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question so you know that it's us calling, not some random random company trying to scam you. So you can pick through three questions, just as long as, of course, you remember the answer. You can pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay, let's go with the mother's first maiden name.
Okay, and what is it?
William.
Oh, isn't that easy?
Mm-hmm. And you want to know something crazy?
Tell me.
She was a Simmons. My father, when she remarried, her husband was her maiden name, William.
Oh, is it? Wow.
Passed away. She said, I ain't even got to change my back to my maiden name.
Isn't that nice?
He was a cool guy. He knew about Miles Davis and he used to play jazz all the time. He was a cool guy.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, it's good that it sounds like you have just a loving family, which is great. Fun, loving family.
They could be, but they ain't that loving. They be like, you move around too much. If I'm working, I'm never in trouble. And my mother agrees. She's the only one that agrees because she knew. She said he always was in trouble when he wasn't working. But now, anyone say something about my son, I'd be like, where you seen him at? Yeah, I know. He's sending us pictures of everything you do.
Yeah. Yep. That's funny. Someone's always watching.
Yeah, everybody's always like, Keith did. Nope, not Keith. You got the wrong person.
That's too funny. We're almost done also, by the way. So the last thing I need to do is a voice verification. I'll send you everything through email and text. I'm sorry. Were you going to say something?
Mm-mm, I was just blowing the horn at the people.
Oh. Now, the voice verification is done on a recorded line, so it outlines the service agreement. And then as soon as we're done, you'll get it through email and text. So first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
KLS Custom Services.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Keith Simmons, CEO.
All right. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we're going to call you from the 877 number, and then we're also going to ask you that security question, so of course you know that it's us calling you. I'm going to resend you our 877 number. It has my extension as well. So just save it in your contacts. You know, that's our phone, our office line. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today, and that's going to be in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew. It's going to be each month on the 17th and just $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The only thing that we do ask is if you can please call us 3 days before your next billing is due so we have time to process and cancel everything. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. So let me make sure that you receive the emails and texts. I'm going to send you over a text message. It's going to be a YouTube video. It's going to show you how to use your dashboard. You're going to get automatic messages, and one of them is going to contain your username and password for your dashboard, so you're going to be able to log into that right away and start uploading photos. I have your onboarding call. It's going to be today between 6 and 7 your time. If you need to reschedule, you can call me, email me, whichever, or text message me, whichever you prefer. And let me just make sure before we get off the phone that everything starts being sent over to you. Sometimes it takes a couple minutes. You know technology. Let's see. Okay, it says it's in the process right now. Okay, you should already be receiving emails and text messages.
Okay. There go the text message, Local Splash Keith to get to Google Business Profile verified, may require additional information for the freezer. Okay, that's that. And let's go to the email because I gotta get to it. And Local Splash. Yep.
Yeah, it's a lot. Okay, perfect. It can be a little overwhelming. So if it gets a little overwhelming, don't worry about it. When you have your onboarding call later, we'll make sure to go over everything in detail with you. But as of right now, I mean, we're done. Keith, do you have any questions for me until you're onboarding?
Nope. I see you on onboarding.
All right, Keith. Well, sounds good. We'll talk then. You have a good rest of your day.
All right.
Hey, thanks, okay. Keith. All right, bye.
Thank you.
No, thank you. All right. Have a lovely day. Bye.